up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5. Horoscope. Aries.
You're always leaning on others to help you in times of need, but it's going to change today, Aries.
Taurus.
Whatever you're working on at the moment will go smoothly if you recruit some extra hands and brains.
Gemini.
You're going to be in contact with a lot of different people, and it's no surprise that you all aren't going to be on the same page. So be patient, Gemini.
Cancer.
You're looking to change your current situation. Jupiter is in your second house of self-worth and money to help you see the riches and blessings that you have already in your life.
Leo.
Your friends are really starting to question you and your morals. Take the day and focus on you.
Virgo.
Mars is in your seventh house of partnership and marriage, making it a very romantic time for you and your partner.
Libra.
It isn't always easy to think about how your life is going, but you have friends and loved ones to help you through everything.
Scorpio.
You have a definite need for something more thrilling and excitement, but your friends may not be matching your energy.
Sagittarius.
You're going to have an awakening today and realize that there's so much more in life.
Capricorn.
You may feel like all eyes are on you today. With Mars in your 10th house of career, profession, and responsibility, you're going to be too focused on getting things done rather than the peeping eyes.
Aquarius.
Well, today you may feel like people aren't being very open and honest with you. Ask them some questions. Don't be afraid to call them out on their fibs.
Pisces.
You're going to be making great impressions everywhere you turn, so make sure you're not hiding and you look your best. Those are your Tuesday morning horoscopes. If you want to check them out again, head on over to chum1045.com and click on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
Wake up. Mornings on Chum.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Just listening to the Pink song, I've got guitar strings on the brain.
I was at John last night.
I was at Scotiabank Arena last night for John Mayer. The John Mayer tour called Solo, which was essentially John Mayer touring the world, or North America, I believe, solo. Which, I have two thoughts about that. Number one, it's great. It really is good. And J.P. Sachs, I don't know if you remember, he had that song, If the World Ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, he opened for John.
Okay.
This was his first time playing playing at Scotiabank Arena, and he's from Toronto, so it was a very emotional opening show for him. Shout out to J.P. Sachs, if you're listening. Bro, you did your thing yesterday, man. Bravo.
That's great. I didn't realize he was from Toronto. Good on him.
Yeah, he's from north of York, he said. And shout out to his dad, who was in the audience, too.
So
my thought is, yeah, John Mayer is incredible solo. But I also thought, man, what a really cheap production. Inexpensive for his crew. Like, he's got to send one guy on tour.
It's pared back, as they say.
It's just him.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that didn't really cost anything.
No.
But, I mean, thank goodness John is a tremendous musician on his own. Because, I mean, great, great. Listen, guys, if you're listening right now, it's not too late to get into John Mayer, Azalea. It's not too late. You can still get in on this. A man has 20 years of work. And I just realized yesterday that I was like, I've been in for the entire ride, and it's a nice ride.
I like John.
Noted.
Azalea just gives me the head nod. You know what messes it up for artists, Marilyn? It's the fact that a lot of people's first exposure to the artist is the drama. It's the us. It's the thing, the stories we talk about. And it ruins it for them. Because for some people, when they think of John Mayer, they think of like, oh yeah, the guy who used to do Taylor Swift and all dreamy thing. The man is an incredible musician. Incredible. He's one of the greatest in front of our face.
I'm not a fan. I'm just indifferent.
I'm just not.
You want to meet my friend John Mayer? But he's a good singer. That's okay.
Anyway, I'll stop fanboying.
I will say this very quickly.
Yeah, sure.
It's when John Mayer came into this room years ago when Roger and I were doing the show
together.
We were listening to Your Body's Like a Wonderland or something like that.
Yeah, whatever. Your Body's a Wonderland.
And he looks at Roger and I and goes, while the song is playing, he goes, have you two ever done it?
What?
And I said, you know what my answer was to him? First of all, would you say that to your parents? Secondly, you were in your room too long as a child, right?
Oh,
alone. Because socially, that's not really acceptable.
Yeah.
And then we started laughing. I mean, I don't think he reads social well.
I think he addressed that on the stage yesterday before he did that song. And he said, this song is from a moment in my life that I will never repeat. And I play the song in honor of the moment, not in honor of the song, but in honor of the moment that of the guy I used to be.
Yes.
That's what he said. It was pretty
remember,
funny.
This is a guy that didn't go to the prom because no one wanted to go with him.
Right.
There
so
you go.
I won't ask the question, though, because I know the answer.
The answer is.
I know.
He's my brother.
Well, at any case.
All right.
Shout out to everyone that was at Scotiabank Arena. Probably none of you are awake right now, but great show.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart? Let me know.
So the sick day program that the government put into place during COVID in April of 2021, that was just supposed to be temporary. It was going to give employees 3 days off just to recover from COVID. That way it would curve the line or whatever that line was that they were using all the time.
Oh,
something to curve.
Flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve.
Man, that brings back memories.
Right?
Flatten the curve.
Cringe a little bit inside.
Yeah.
So they would give eligible workers up to $200 a day so that they could get tested or vaccinated or just isolate, take care of a family member. So anyway, next week it's expiring and they've decided to not extend it. So it was supposed to only last 6 months initially, but they kept extending it. So now they said that it's filled its purpose and they don't need to extend it anymore.
Okay.
But it has helped 500,000 workers over the time. But the argument now is that it still stands that there's a lack of permanent paid sick days in Ontario. So people are being forced to still go to work if they're sick and not, or stay home and not get paid.
Wow.
So beyond COVID, so what the article that I read was saying is that there's still other respiratory illnesses that are contagious.
I think we've caught them all in this.
Yeah,
room.
Let me tell you
probably.
Something. They have run their course through this building.
Right, and those like require people to stay home so that you're not, you know, passing on to the next person who's bringing it home to their kids or vice versa. But they can't or choose not to because they're not getting paid. They don't want to stay home and not get paid.
It's a very tough call, especially this economy where people need every single penny that's coming to them. You know,
right.
Grocery prices are through the roof. This is a tough one.
Yeah. And then the second argument is that they're saying 3 paid 6 days are not enough anyway.
Yeah.
They need at least 10. So government is going back to the drawing board and working on the budget this week on the 23rd. So we'll see if they come up with anything new. But in some entertainment news, last week at the Junos, Sima Lu, he hosted and sang a little bit of a medley of Avril Lavigne's songs. And I played this for you last week during Trending.
At the Junos, could she make it any more obvious? She writes her own songs. She invented pop punk. What more can I say? She's just a skater girl. You did it. You made it, girl. She'll never come back down to earth. Better than all the boys. She's Canada's pride and joy.
So he's received so much positive feedback from this performance that he's now thinking about putting out some of his own music.
Ah.
So he was asked what a hypothetical album of his own would look like.
Yeah.
And he said it would have to include something like John Legend's All of Me. It would also include Go the Distance from Disney's Hercules and Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Okay.
So very eclectic taste.
Yeah.
So we'll see what Sima Lu actually wants to put out on a musical album.
The multi-talented Sima Lu.
He is. And I didn't realize he was only 33.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
News that you could use. That's what's trending.
Thank you.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Happy first full day of spring 2023.
Yeah, and it definitely feels like it outside. It doesn't feel as bitingly cold as it did the last couple days ago.
We're going to get a high of 9 today, just in case you want to know what to dress like today.
Yeah, that's nice. I don't want to say it too loud, or loudly rather, but Nordstrom's liquidation sales.
Yes, we were talking
just saying that for the people in the room.
Well, we're mourning the loss of Nordstrom's. Because we like Nordstrom's. We were so happy when it arrived, I think, in 2014. And I particularly like the cafeteria with the soup and the garlic toast. The tomato soup was delicious. Because then you would talk about the purchases that you just made or were about to make and talk to your girlfriend and say, should we make that purchase? And then you would go make that purchase. Yeah,
I got to say, Nordstrom really was just like a go-to for gifts.
Yeah.
for significant others and stuff for me. That's about it. Yeah. I don't know if Nordstrom is definitely my place.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will try to get on some of them sales because, you know, if they're trying to get rid of stuff and if they're maybe going to discount them, I'll check them out.
Well, what's the discount, Azalea?
So I've heard, based on workers from Nordstrom, they're making TikToks and they're trying to show around the store and they're saying what they know. They said that they think it's going to start at 10%.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it's going to go all the way to June.
No return.
No return.
Yeah. No returns. Yeah. Okay.
So
well, that starts today.
Yeah.
Make sure you love what you get because no returns.
That's right.
Or you have a good Kijiji profile.
True.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is they bring in a different set of people for liquidation. And we are feeling very sorry for all the people that love working at Nordstrom's that no longer have a job.
That's I was talking to one of them the other day, and she told them they just found out like the same time we did. She said they literally read in the news, and then they were like, oh, and then they were brought into a meeting at work minutes later.
I'll tell you why I was so surprised.
Yeah.
Is because they asked me to do a Nordstrom spot for their big sale.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, and then I never heard back.
That's called keeping things tight-lipped. They're like, what do we do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep everything going.
Yeah, I said, okay. Yeah, and I went, oh, I guess, there's the announcement. I guess not
happening. Don't change a thing.
Anyway, it's still open in the States, but I feel for everybody about that. And we were talking about with Peter Cash when he was filling in for you yesterday about we think about the future and what's going to go in there because it is a destination, especially Eaton Center is a tourist destination.
Mm.
So they need to put something in there. It's a big space to fill.
A roller coaster.
You know what would make me happy? Put the radio station in there. That way, if I need to pick something up, I can pick it up and then go.
Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
Parking.
How much trouble we'd be in.
You know how awful that would be? With all the
Why?
All the echoes.
No.
It's a big room.
It would soundproof it. But if you sat upstairs where the cafeteria was,
yes,
you see everything.
But then you're looking out that window, staring at Zara, saying, maybe I should go check out Zara today.
Oh, man.
Every anyway. Day.
That's not a bad idea if you're looking for a new location for media.
There True.
It's in a mall. People come to a mall. You want to put on a promotion. They're right there.
That would be an interesting choice.
Right?
Make good points.
I know.
Well, get your shop on today if that's what you're looking for. They're wrapping it up. It's going to take a while, though.
Well, some stuff is flying off the shelves already. I had mentioned that I went to Nordstrom.
The shoe department's like done.
Shoe department is
over.
A wrap.
Really?
Yeah.
So a lot of it is gone already.
Interesting.
Yep.
So let's see what's next. I'll see you at Nordstrom later.
Chum 104.5. The morning. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
Was your dad a dad jokey type of guy? Did your dad tell a lot of dad jokes?
Yeah, he did. He did. But where he failed, and we knew it was happening, he would laugh at the punchline before he got at the punchline.
Oh, he was one of those.
Yeah, and he would be a laugh. And God bless, because he was so excited to tell you the joke.
I
loved it. Missed that.
I learned in a comedy class that the worst thing you do is laugh before your punchline.
I know.
Because then you set the bar way too high. For the joke.
Yeah.
If you don't laugh, if you give a joke and deliver a deadpan,
right,
then the equity or the height of the joke it depends on the audience.
You have to build to it. And here's the thing. I'm not cutting anybody down right now, but he's a chemical engineer. There you have it.
Okay. Not the funniest group of people.
I don't think so.
Dad jokes. From what I'm reading right now, if your dad told a lot of dad jokes, which is specifically those jokes that are more associated with puns, and kind of irony.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, according to a study, they say dad jokes are actually beneficial to children because they help kids' development in the fact that they help them get over awkwardness.
That's fun.
A dad tells a joke that's an awkward joke that is somewhat interesting and not funny, and then it's on the child to figure out, how do I get through this awkward moment? And that is a great thing for their development. How about that?
I do agree with that. It's like, because I think, first of all, it's socialization. The other thing is, your father becomes a human being. And your father, I mean, you know, maybe not that funny, but you're trying to either make him feel good.
Right.
Or do this or do that to save.
All of that's happening.
Everything.
During the dad joke.
Right.
I mean, it happened like the other day when my neighbor tiled my roof for free. And then he told me it was on the house. Oh, gosh. I'm helping you guys
Thank
out
you.
Here.
No, 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 no. Okay. You know what? Just don't bring it to the show.
Okay.
But no, but I think some of them are adorable.
Yeah.
And I think they're endearing.
Yes.
And I think it's great when someone you're around like a dining room table and having, you know, somebody pop up and like your dad telling this joke. I love it. I love it. I mean, the eye roll and all that kind of stuff.
It's kind of like when sprinters, what they do and what they eat before races.
Oh, here we go.
They fast. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Simone
loves these.
Give me another. Volley another one this way.
No, I have no more.
You don't have any more?
No.
Are those your top two that you... Use it.
I don't have any more. I don't have any more.
But those go in high rotation.
Like a condescending bear. A panda.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
Make it stop.
So just be a good audience when dad tells a joke.
Okay.
And understand it's a good thing. And you know what you say when you get older?
What do you say?
I'll never do that.
Yeah.
Never
be like that. It is
you know what?
It is.
You will. Mm-hmm. You will do that.
So that's what it is.
All right.
Dad jokes, good for the development of children, helping them get through awkward moments.
If you feel and compelled that you need to tell a dad joke to us, please do. You want to text it to us? I mean, it shouldn't be any longer than a text. Let us know.
Okay, we're at 104.536.
Got it.
Text your dad jokes. But any jokes except that one about the paper. It's terrible.
Oh.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
Okay.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Jum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Still got John Mayer on the brain. Yesterday, this man decided to really... The John Mayer crowd is split up into two different sets of people.
Okay.
You got the fangirl crowd, which is like, oh my gosh, John Mayer's so dreamy, like that crowd. And then you have the music nerds. It is literally that is the two groups of people in that group of people.
Okay, and so
he addressed both of them.
It
was great. You know, he gets in there and he actually talks about, hey, you're gonna have to do boyfriend hands now, guys. I'm sorry, but this is the part of the show where you do boyfriend hands. You know what boyfriend hands is?
Yeah.
It's when you're standing in front of your boyfriend and your boyfriend has to put his hands like around your waist and kind of sway back and forth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he actually does it on stage. He's like, yeah, this is the boyfriend hands moment. Sorry. Everyone's just dying laughing because they know it. And then inevitably, there's the guy who just went to the show with his girlfriend. He's just rolling his eyes because he didn't know any of the songs. And
but he had to go to the concert.
He had to go to the concert. He's just doing boyfriend hands. He goes, I promise you this next song, I'm going to win you over with it. It's just a really good song that I wrote specifically for this moment. And then he did the song Neon, which is, if you don't know the song.
I do know that song. It's been a while, though.
Tremendously, like, written and greatly played song. And that's the music nerd in me.
Okay, so let me just say this. He filled up the Scotiabank Arena.
Yeah.
Just the guitar.
Just him and a guitar, yeah.
And who opened up for him again?
J.P. Sachs.
Who's from Toronto.
Who's of Toronto, yeah. And he came out and played the piano.
Yeah.
And then he played some guitar, and he was accompanied by John at one point, which
Very
was
cool.
an incredible honor for him.
And then his dad was in the audience?
Dad was in the audience. He gave him
his dad. How proud is that?
Yeah, good moment for him. It was his first time at Scotiabank.
Yeah. Azalea, you got something about Jordan Peele?
Jordan Peele said his fourth movie is coming out around Christmas time, but in obviously Jordan Peele fashion. We have no idea what the movie's going to be about. There's no title. There's no genre. We don't know who's going to star in it, but we know it's his fourth film, and based on his three previous ones, we know it's going to be mind-blowing.
I know. It's crazy.
I still haven't seen the last one.
With Kiki.
Yeah.
Nope.
I need to see Nope still. Yeah.
Did you see it, Producer Simone?
I did, and I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Good stuff. Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't seen the first two of his films.
What's his genre, really? It's about... Scary.
Yes, it's scary and ironic and somewhat funny but weird at the same time.
Okay.
Yes, and I think he puts a lot of emphasis in on the way that the movie is shot.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot of
camera angles and scenes. Yeah.
Well, Us is a good one. That's about people being tethered. You gotta watch that one.
That was really good. You know, I'm gonna say this. Yesterday was Bruce Willis's 68th birthday. And you know that he's got dementia and he's got a young wife named Emma. And she, along with all of his daughters, one of which is pregnant, and Demi Moore, were celebrating his birthday. And I think she didn't realize this, but it's an interesting thing of how well she's handling what he is going through right now with, and it's grief. And she did say, thank you for reaching out, everybody, and you give me a lot of hope. And it's kind of that Jan Arden talked about that with her mother having, dementia. And it's watching her do this journey with such class and also telling people, when you see him outside, don't yell at him as if he was Bruce of yesterday. That's not good to do.
Yeah, because people are walking past him and yelling the lines from Die Hard.
Yeah.
It's strange. Like, yeah. I don't know why anyone would do that, especially knowing what he's going through right now.
Yeah.
They're expecting some kind of interesting reaction from him after they yell, yippee-ki-yay. You know, like, it's like, no, he's actually really, really not well.
He's
right
not
now.
Well. It's not appropriate. So it's kudos to her and bringing forward what so many families are dealing with, and that is, Alzheimer's, dementia. And I think she's handling it really well, as well as his family. Posting, letting you know, but also calling you out. That's what we got.
It's scary stuff.
It is scary stuff. I've experienced it. It's not fun.
Wow.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Yesterday, we briefly touched on Ben Affleck's new Nike Michael Jordan movie coming out called Air. So they premiered it at South by Southwest over the weekend. And Ben said that this isn't a movie that he would have just done and gone forward with without speaking to Michael Jordan, getting his approval, sitting down with him first. So he was able to do that. And he asked Michael, what matters to you the most when it comes to this movie? Like, what needs to be in there? And Michael Jordan definitely had some requests. So but before putting in the requests, Ben Affleck said that Michael Jordan is one of the most intimidating and impressive men that you're ever going to meet.
I was actually thinking that. I was like, what does a room with Ben Affleck and Michael Jordan feel like? And I just see kind of Ben Affleck kind of quivering a little bit, shaking.
Oh, 100%.
Like, honestly, like, that's what I was thinking.
Like, his presence is just so regal, I would imagine.
Yeah, larger than life.
Right. So Michael Jordan said that Howard White absolutely needs to be included in this movie. I don't see another way this movie could have come forward without him. So he's a senior VP of brands at Jordan, the founder of Believe to Achieve Foundation at Nike. And this is also where Ben Affleck realized, like, hey, I could cast Chris Tucker in this role. And he said Chris Tucker is somebody that he's really wanted to work with for a really long time. So that Brock,
I'll tell you, Chris Tucker knows that guy really, really well.
Right.
So that connection was, like, perfect.
Right. Serendipity.
Yeah, right.
So, and this is Chris Tucker's huge comeback because he's been MIA for several years. And then on top of that request, he said when it comes to his own mother, and Ben Affleck said when Michael Jordan talks about his mom, his face completely changes. He has this, like, little bit of an innocent, bright-eyed love face, not the intimidation anymore. But he said, who do you want to play your mom? He said, it has to be Viola Davis.
Wow.
It has to be.
Wow.
And Ben said he always felt that if he was to ever make it to being a real director, what would make him feel like a real director is having Viola Davis in a movie that he's directing. And he said it would mean the world to him, and it does, and it happened, and that's what's happening now.
Wow.
So at South by Southwest, he then was able to introduce Viola Davis. She came out. Yeah. He said the best actor in the world.
That's great. You know, in this movie, which I cannot wait to see.
Me too.
It's up in April. Is that he didn't want to put Michael Jordan in it because he said then it becomes a completely different movie. It's the people behind the scenes that make it to what we know today.
Right.
Wow, I can't wait.
I want to see who's playing Michael Jordan in Air. So nobody.
That's nobody. That's
yeah,
okay.
They really, they're not showing
Michael Jordan
in all.
The clips,
okay.
They kind of just like pan around the person's head and stuff like
that.
It's
that's
very
it.
Interesting how they kind of just hide Michael Jordan throughout but they talk about this guy who they're going to, you know, make these shoes based on.
Right on.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to say that the movie is going to be about the shoes.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Well, that is the shoes that now are, like, still going strong, right, Jamar?
Oh, yes.
The story of the shoes that my mom inevitably ruined my fortune with because she threw them away.
Ooh.
I had the originals of all these Jordans, and they are gone.
Hurts my stomach every time you tell this story. Painful.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least you'll always have the memories.
Yeah.
See, that's what's trending.
That's the face I make when I talk about my mom.
Oh, my
threw away
gosh.
My Jordans. Like, why would she do that? Why would she do that?
As I told you, I'm going to play the role of your mother.
Why would you do that?
How many times did I call you to tell you, come get these shoes?
Mom!
Or I'm
just
going
leave them
to
in the closet.
Them.
I'll be home in a
I
couple weeks.
I want to change that room into a guest room.
Ah,
I need space.
Well, guests, we don't need any more friends at the house.
I need some more real estate in this. You're not a storage locker.
Yeah, well, there it is. Well,
how's that sound?
That's it.
That's it.
That is completely it.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving. Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
I want to give a shout out to the officers on the Canadian side of the Peace Bridge. Hello, Peace Bridge officers. Coming back yesterday from Buffalo, I went through the Nexus line, and then they brought me to the office for some questioning over there, sir, number 14.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh.
Yep.
What was this about?
Yeah.
So they checked my documents because I actually had to go to Buffalo yesterday to get a new passport.
Did it expire?
Yeah, expiring. But
okay.
Brand new now. But you know, they had to switch up some stuff in their system to update the records to show that I have a new passport.
Yeah.
And they have everything in there, man. Like when they, it's really interesting. They look you up in the computer, and I'm just amazed at the things they know because they go into the room and then they come back and the woman says, okay, here are your documents. Everything's updated. We got your new passport number. And by the way, everyone in the office loves your show.
Ah, that's so nice.
I'm like, what? I'm like, how does she know that? Oh, they must have it in the system that this is what I do. So they say, everyone says hi.
Thank you. Can I tell you my little moment with the Rainbow Bridge people?
Sure.
I pull up, Nexus line. I said, they go, hi. Anything to declare? And I go, where are you? Well, we're in the office. They've got that camera, right?
Right.
I go, she said, do you have anything to report or anything? I said, yeah, I bought some children's Tylenol because that's what you did back in the day. And she goes, oh, hi, Marilyn. Anything else? I said, yeah, but where are you? She goes, I'm in here. Anyway,
You can't see them.
You can't just see them. But anyway, I had to go pay a little bit of duty, which I have no problem with. But that's so cool. Well,
yeah.
They're on the border, so it's very nice.
They know everything.
That's nice. How did it go as far as photos, all that kind of stuff?
You know what? I feel like with all the filters we have on photos now, with like TikTok and stuff, they just got to give us a glow up when we take these passport photos. Because I feel like every time I take a photo, they put on like the ex-con or badman photo on my picture. And my photos look terrible. Like, every time I look at my pictures, I'm like, who is this guy?
Well, it's not good when you can't smile either.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
They tell you don't smile, and if you smile, they tell you to retake the photo. So you end up taking this photo where you look like you're just angry.
Okay. So I got a story for you.
Yeah.
So I have to fill out all this information for New Zealand. So I send them a passport picture. And they go, no, it's not good enough. That's not right. I'm like, what?
Redo.
So what we did for New Zealand is we took the picture of you and I from a photo shoot. My husband locked it in, and they accepted it.
They cried. And so you cropped me out of it, obviously.
Well, you have to. You can't
right,
be with
right.
me.
It can't be the
one.
Two of us, right? And then that picture was accepted.
And I went, wow, okay. So anyway, you know, it's got to be done. And they're so friendly down there. They really are. If you tell them the truth and you go, this is my situation, it's all good.
What's the name of the new filter that everyone's using on TikTok?
Is it Vivid?
What's it called? Is there a name? It's the one with the little orange logo.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I would just love our governments to just give us the filter. Let's use some filters, guys. Like, we're here now. We can do this. We all don't have to look like we're tired.
Then you won't look like your ID photo anymore.
Yeah, but then at least we won't look like we're tired and breaking a law on our passport photos. Look at this picture of me. It's, like, terrible.
Yeah, let me see.
I mean, at some point, people, we have to just realize this is what we look like.
I wouldn't trust you as far as I can show you.
This is what I'm saying.
Let me see it. Hold it up.
It's called the orange... How to get the orange head TikTok filter.
This is called the orange jumpsuit photo. That's what I call my passport photo.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
What am I doing? So anyway.
Okay, it's an orange thing. That's it.
Yeah, well, shout out to anyone who really hates their passport, their health card, their driver's. Oh, my driver's license is terrible. My work ID is terrible. Well, I take the worst ID photos.
When I had the last pictures taken, and it seemed to be happening all at the same time.
Who is this?
That was when
guy?
They decided, do not smile.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, I got my promo picture on that one. But they said, do not smile. And I went, so no one looks happy, but I get why they have to do it.
Say paroli.
Doesn't it feel...
Parole. that's what they say to me when I take my picture.
You know what? I think I saw your picture in the post office. Just yeah. On that bulletin board.
Say wanted.
Wanted.
Yeah.
Jeez, all right.
Time to wake up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The Chum Morning Show.
Adulting.
Yeah.
It's the thing that we like to do the least. But once we finally do it, we're like, wow, here I am. I've arrived.
Yeah.
The question for you is, when did you feel like you were finally an adult, and what were you doing? What gave you that feeling that you'd finally gotten to maturity? Sometimes it's things like, you know, that first time you have a car accident, and then you have to deal with the car accident. You have to call up the insurance agency. You've got to talk to police, and it's not on your parents. It's on you to make all these decisions and to actually discuss what happens next. Then you're like, wow, I'm here.
You know, your parents have savings accounts for you, or they put something on the side for you. When you actually go into the bank and you open up your first account.
Your first bank account.
Your checking account.
Yeah.
That means you might have a job.
It's a real checking account, too, not like the kiddie one they do for your university.
Right. That's right. Now, speaking of university, when I moved off campus after being in the dorms for 2 years, and I had to put down, you know, the down payment on, like, the first and last month's rent, and I was living by myself a little bit before my girlfriend joined me for summer school. I'm telling you, I went, I am an adult. I am an adult. I really am.
Yep.
And the first time I went through customs in my car by myself from Idaho to British Columbia on my own, I felt like an adult.
Those are those moments where you realize, like, it's all on me.
I feel, but feeling good about it. Like, feeling like I've got this.
There are a lot of people probably getting ready to pass through those doors right now.
Yep.
Talking about tax season. That first time where you have to call an accountant. You have to gather your receipts. You have to get your proof and do your own taxes.
Yeah.
Or hire someone
to do them in our case.
Not
good math skills. But knowing that is another thing, yeah?
Someone said 23 years old is when I felt like I was finally an adult. I graduated nursing and moved out of my parents' house.
There you go. 23, right?
Another person said, I officially felt like an adult at 42 when I finally got my first headboard and footboard on the bed.
Yes!
I mean, realistically, you know, when you have the bed is just floating in the room by itself?
Yeah.
That can go on for many, many, many years. But when you finally get the full set,
yeah,
you've made it.
It's because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But now it's a full feeling of the bed has a frame and the frame has a frame. Right.
Another person said using a grill to barbecue. That's when I knew that I was officially an adult. Barbecue grilling.
It's your grill. You buy the stuff that goes on that grill.
Yep. I mean, use
and you best. Can grill anything you want. How about this? The freedom to eat anything you want when you want at any time.
100%. I mean, the grill is usually manned by the parents.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the one thing that the kids are never dabbling on. Oh, text 104536. When do you felt like you were an adult? And
what were you doing when you felt like that?
How old were you? I'm
waking up. Mornings on Chum.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Even after college, I had moved on and started working and was living in different cities. And one particular city, I was living in Cleveland, Ohio. And my mom came to visit me, and she looked at my cupboard. She goes, these aren't dishes. What are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm still not an adult yet. Because then she had to take me to buy real dishes, because apparently I wasn't really doing the whole living on your own thing any justice. But when I finally did buy real furniture, that's when I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I think I got this now.
Yes.
Buying my own furniture.
Yeah.
Got, you know, this is the good couch. You know, the good coffee table, maybe a vase or something here and there, some decorative pillows. Oh, that's when you know you're an adult, when you're doing decorative pillows.
Boy, I would imagine you having decorative pillows, but good for you.
Yeah,
understanding,
well,
design and decor.
You can thank the person I was dating at the time.
Okay, very good. My first sofa, and, you know, I got two side tables. One side table because I couldn't afford two. Coffee table.
Yeah.
And one lamp. I thought, you know. At Leon's.
Okay.
You don't pay a cent event? Yeah,
something like that.
And I mean, it was fantastic. I had those for so long. So thank you, Leon.
Or how about when you buy a Chaise lounge? The Chaise?
You do a Chaise?
Yeah, I did a Chaise.
Oh, my God.
That's when
I
you know
to
you're,
do a Chaise.
That's
okay,
when
that's
you're doing the adult thing.
Okay.
Text or texts. I knew I was an adult when I started buying pants from Costco.
I don't know why I'm laughing. Why am I laughing?
You know why you're laughing.
I don't know why pants. Okay, not pants.
Because you
okay?
can see what Costco pants look like in your head.
All right.
I'm
not designer, but they're a good value for their...
Solid Kirkland jeans. Can't go wrong.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They're Kirkland.
Kirkland.
You mean Kirkland not only makes...
They make everything.
Food?
Blenders.
Wow, I didn't know about the pants. Yeah.
Large buckets of peanuts and jeans.
Yeah.
That's Kirkland. Another person says, when I took my first vacation with friends at 18, that's a very big moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's you and the girls or you and the guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, somebody's in charge of the itinerary. Someone's in charge of, you know, booking. Someone's in charge of all the fun. And someone's making sure that no one gets arrested.
And your parents are not sleeping.
Yeah, your parents are waking
up
the whole time.
I'm just confirming that one, yeah.
Waiting for
but
you.
But that is, that it's so true because you could do, again, the freedom of doing what you want, when you want, how you want. You know, and you'll figure out the money. That's what you say to yourself. Doesn't matter. No one's telling you what you can't do.
Someone out of Orangeville just texts.
Yeah.
I knew I was growing up when at Christmas I started asking for pots and pans and silverware. Christmas.
Yeah. Those are good gifts.
They are good gifts. So some people.
That is the most adult thing you've ever said.
My dad got me that for Christmas too. I was like, wow.
I have arrived.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it.
Uh-huh.
Because nobody's waiting to get married to get that. That's what you used to do.
Well, you
do
need
that.
It now.
You need it now. Right. Mm-hmm. And you don't need a lot, by the way. You don't.
Yeah. You also know when you're an adult, when you're playing money contests on the radio.
Yeah.
And you're just thinking about the bills you're going to pay with the money.
Instead of what fun trip you're going to take.
Instead of what bottle of what or what case
That's
of
right.
what at the
That's
LCBO.
Right.
Wake me up. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5. Get up.
There's an exhibit that's been making the rounds around the world. Actually came to Calgary in 2022.
Yeah.
But now it has a permanent home in Brooklyn, New York. Huh? It's called the Museum of Failure. And it opens in just a couple days. Oh, it actually just opened on the 17th.
Yes.
The Museum of Failure features products and ideas that just never made it. Things that were supposed to be innovative, but they just kind of fell flat.
Yeah, and it could be like some person coming up with something to make your life easier, but it's kind of clunky. And it's also major corporations that try to come up with different flavors. You know, during lockdown, we're talking about you could put this cereal with this cereal and then put chocolate chips on it. Okay, oh, wait, this is a good idea. We'll sell it. Here's one for you. Oreos. How many flavors in Oreos? So many flavors in Oreos.
They try everything.
They tried these Swedish... fish Oreo.
Swedish fish
the jelly
Oreo.
Fish, that jellyfish.
Yeah, the Swedish fish.
Back.
What part of the Oreo was the Swedish fish flavor?
In the center. It's in the center. So they put the Swedish fish flavor in the center with the chocolate cookies on it.
No, that's not a good idea.
Not a great idea. It doesn't even look good on the package.
They could have just paid me to tell them that no,
well,
that's
this
not
is why
work.
I think we should be...
Taste testers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you have said about Crystal Pepsi?
I don't know. What does that all mean?
Crystal Pepsi was back in the 90s. It was like a clear Pepsi.
Okay. No coloring. No coloring.
But the commercials were kind of cool, but it didn't do very well. I remember we used to try to taste it in high school, but it just didn't take off.
Yeah.
So Crystal Pepsi is definitely in there. Do you guys remember the Google Glass glasses? Google Glass had that like kind of headband-looking glasses with the... one glass thing that went over one of the eyes was supposed to be like some kind of heads-up display for Google.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. But
Glass was trying to get ahead of the game with wearables. And that was in 2014. It failed. Didn't make it.
I mean, there's all sorts of things here. Like, you know, when you had the CD player, right?
Yeah.
They had this thing where you could carry it around with you. It's hard for me to explain. Where it would play a record.
A record? Like a vinyl record?
Like a vinyl record. And it's just like a jaw of something with a needle on it. And then the record goes around.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a portable record player almost.
Look, It's like a, yeah, that, like that.
Yeah, it looks
it's
like,
so tiny.
It looks like a portable, like basically you clamp this thing on the vinyl record and then it allows it to play somehow.
Yeah, I don't know how it did it, where the music came out of. How about Heinz, which we all love here? They came up with green sauce. It's ketchup with something.
Green.
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Yeah, because green is not the most appetizing color in a sauce.
Right. Back to...
Chimichurri, though.
Back to Oreos again. Blueberry pie Oreos.
Fail.
Cinnamon bun Oreo.
Fail.
What?
Waffles and syrup Oreo.
Fail.
Why would cinnamon bun Oreos fail?
Because if I want an Oreo, I'm buying an Oreo.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like I'm not, if I want a cinnamon bun, right, I'm going to buy a cinnamon
bun.
Yeah,
but look how many Oreo flavors are doing well, like the vanilla Oreos or the...
Well, it takes a lot of attempts to find out vanilla Oreo.
Right.
I mean, that could see. The, I think these were too complicated. I think these flavors were too much for people.
And some things are just ahead of their time.
Yes.
Like the Power Glove for Nintendo. Like that failed miserably. And I never knew one kid that owned the Power Glove.
Yeah.
But failed.
Yeah.
But now the Power Glove would be epic because everyone's trying to use their hands to play video games.
We're talking about smaller things, but they've got cars, they've got dolls, they've got games, they've got all sorts of stuff besides
one of the most successful failures in automobiles, the DeLorean. It failed miserably, but it became one of the most treasured cars in cinema.
So it should make you feel good if things aren't going your way and you feel like a failure. Don't worry, there's a museum for it. You're not the only one.
Yes,
there you go.
Maybe you'll get an honorary display in the Museum of Failure in Brooklyn.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Well, if you're Canadian and you grew up here having to learn about all of the provinces and their capitals, probably in elementary school, you made this joke once upon a time regarding Saskatchewan and its capital city, Regina. So they launched a new ad campaign last week with this joke in the slogan. One is, show us your Regina. And Regina, the city that rhymes with fun. So they also changed their tourism board from Tourism Regina, and now it's Experience Regina.
Okay.
So they thought it was hilarious, of course, and I'm sure a few people did. But a lot of people were very upset about it, especially people who live there. So they now have put out an apology and said that they were trying to own the joke, but they realized that they may have taken it a little bit too far. Simone, you said that you saw the campaign.
I was going to say, this commercial was running all weekend. That's all that kept coming up on TV.
They're really trying to sell it.
I loved it, but...
I mean, who doesn't love Regina?
Exactly.
So there was a song that went viral in 2008 on The Tonight Show with this as the premise. And that's where the joke, I guess, was really born, is what I've understood from reading all these articles. But for them to actually rebrand this whole city as as this.
No, you.
I was waiting.
Show
for
us your Regina. So here's where it gets serious, though. So moms are coming forward and they're saying, come to our schools and explain to these young girls why show us your Regina is funny.
Yeah, and now that's serious.
So now it brings it to another light, right? So yes, they tried to own the joke.
Yeah.
But then it comes to, are people going to travel to this city and then go in bars and get drunk and harass women and say, show us your Regina?
Listen,
you know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. In a room full of adults, which we are,
We
can laugh about it in context.
Right.
But, you know, when you're talking about a community.
A community where people live.
Where young kids, and, you know, if they want to get in on the joke. You gotta explain to them why that's funny, and then
late
it's
late night. People are gonna have a heyday with this one.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, they are.
Big one. Yeah.
So. Okay.
Well, I get with it. They did go too far, but there's probably some young marketer in there going, "Well, why not?"
Right. You know, thinking this is a great idea.
Like a room full of adults, as you said, saying that's funny.
That's the person that left BuzzFeed, and now they're at the marketing department for Saskatchewan.
So they had merch and everything out posted on Instagram,
they
had the merch. They took down the merch, though.
Okay.
It was just the words. So moving on to some more entertainment. The Weeknd broke a Guinness World Record this weekend.
Can I go back to that for just a moment?
Yes, you can.
You want to go back to it?
In a second, listen to this. How many people did that have to go through to get okayed? And right. Nobody read the room.
Well, some city counselors some women city counselors are coming forward saying that this never landed on their desk because they would not have signed off on this at all.
Wow.
So I don't know how many people it may have gone through. So The Weeknd is the world's most popular musician. The Guinness World Records gave the singer the title yesterday.
Yeah.
So that was the headline. I'm sorry. So he has two world records for music streaming. So The Weeknd is now his monthly listeners on Spotify. He's the first one to reach 100 million monthly listeners. Mm-hmm. And Blinding Light, which is his biggest hot song in 2020. So it's just crazy that The Weeknd is here from Toronto.
I know. It's so good.
And he is now like the world's most popular musician.
That's so cool.
So very cool.
You hear his music everywhere now. Everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. And you definitely need some, he needs some positive news surrounding him right now because his show isn't doing the greatest before it's released.
Okay.
So at least, you know, in music, that is where he's winning. But that is what's trending.
Chum 104.5. In the morning. Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Do we have a crisis?
I wouldn't say crisis. I would say some people might be a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm also going to say some people might actually be excited by this. Tequila is polarizing. Some people love it, and some people, at the thought of it, kind of gag. I look at Azalea. Aren't you not a fan of tequila?
No, I'm a huge fan.
You're not
of
a fan of tequila, Marilyn.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, so this story might actually excite you. There is a tequila shortage. And they're saying that tequila, the next time you buy some, might be really, really expensive.
Yeah, because the agave is that makes the tequila. The weather's been a little dry in Mexico.
Yeah, the crop isn't doing so well.
No.
Dryness in Mexico. Also, some of the unusual winter weather is just causing all types of really weird things for people in farming. Agave's taking a hit.
They say combination of bad weather and high demand. And, you know, you like tequila. I love that. I know a lot of
people. I really like tequila.
I know a lot of people do. Like, they're changing whatever liquor they used before into tequila because it's low fat, low calories. You know, it's one of those things.
Well, when you're drinking the good tequila, you don't get that hangover the next day.
But I don't like the taste.
Oh.
Yeah. And I've got the good tequila.
I think we said this once about, like, you got to get the good stuff. But
the good stuff.
If you get the good stuff, the taste is actually good.
No, the property brothers gave me the good stuff.
Little lime in there. No, it's just not you.
And then Jim and I had it went, yeah. Anyway, but it's a problem. And so there goes your margaritas or your over the rocks or however you take it.
Just shots.
Just shots. Look at you.
Once again.
All three of you are like, yeah, shots.
The good stuff, though.
Yeah.
The good stuff. So it's not burning all the way down.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So they say if you're going to, just knowing that, let this be a public service announcement to all of you. Go buy your favorite tequila just in case.
Yeah, that's going to be rough for the summertime because it's just a refreshing drink, a little soda water.
Yeah. So you think, like, are they doing this because they want to promote tequila? Well, maybe. But there is a true problem because even Bloomberg is talking about it. So that means that's validation right there. So go buy some tequila today.
All right.
Adding it to the list.
Clooney is just rubbing his hands right now. Like,
right.
Yeah, buy more tequila.
I have that too.
Buy more tequila.
I have that.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
I have so many tequilas at home. Maybe I should give you guys a bottle.
Send it my way.
Okay. Won't say no.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
A mom in Vancouver has proposed a class action lawsuit against the people behind Fortnite. This is a super popular video game. She said that they designed it to be as addictive as possible for children. So she said that her son downloaded the game in 2018 and then developed an adverse dependence on it. So even though video games have been, they've been around since the beginning of time, the court papers for this one in particular says that the game Fortnite is unique in that the science and psychology of addiction and cognitive development are at the core of the game's design, calling it predatory and exploitative.
Yeah,
so
big words.
I know. So they're coming at them hard and heavy. So the lawsuit, if it's going to be approved by the court, it's going to cover three different classes of plaintiffs.
Right.
So they're saying it's going to have an addictive class. So those are people who suffered after developing a dependence on it. They're going to have a minor purchaser class, which includes gamers who made purchases in the game while under the age of the majority. And then an accidental purchaser class for people who mistakenly bought items because of the game's design.
Yeah, I'm reading also some language where they're saying that some of these games are being linked to like almost gambling addiction, like the amount of money that you have to spend to continue playing the game. They're trying to link it to like getting kids addicted to some sort of gambling. It's tough because it's like responsibility. Or, like, whose responsibility? Is it the parents' responsibility to monitor the gaming, or is it the game's responsibility to make the game so it's not addicting?
Right.
Well, when this game when it was on my radar, I thought it was just dance moves in the game because my nephew was doing all the little Fortnite dances. I didn't even realize that the game has an actual game component to it. I thought it was just you learn how to do dances from it.
Fortnite is so big, broad, and complicated. It has a lot of things going on. There's battles, there's teams, there's dances, there's communication. It's a lot.
And it sounds addictive. So, and I guess when you're in a game like this and you're really trying to, I mean, I guess there's always another goal, another goal, another goal. So you're going to continue buying things.
Or when you're making a game, you just want to make a game so that people like it more and more. Like when you're making any content.
Well, right. You want people to play.
Or even when we make our show, we want people to listen. Like so, you know, we try to make it as sticky as possible.
Question for you guys. How old were you when you started gaming?
Oh, man. I honestly started gaming probably around the age of 7, 8.
Producer Simone?
Pretty young.
6 years old.
So the average gamer right now is, for men, 35. Yeah. For women, 36.
Yeah, it's still playing. Yeah.
Still playing.
Mm-hmm. So right.
Yeah.
Because there's games that, you know, are for you. I mean, like The Sims, for example.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
I might play The Sims.
You just dated yourself by saying
no,
The Sims.
No, I just remember The Sims out is that
cool.
Game.
Mom, she's ancient. The Sims.
And I think The Sims is even more technical now than it was before.
Yo,
like, you could do so much more with these.
The worlds in Fortnite, for example.
Yeah.
Some of them are unending. World of Warcraft. Huge games where you can play the game. You don't even have to play the missions or the levels. You could just keep walking around and doing things endlessly.
And then The Last of Us.
Yeah, that one.
That game. Yeah. Huge, because now it's a TV show and now more people were watching the show and now they're thinking about playing the game.
I literally ruined a semester off of 007 GoldenEye and Halo 3. Like, ruined it.
I remember those games being played in the basement. Yep. Yeah. You ruined
right.
College ruined. Yeah.
And now what's Wordle? Now parents are playing Wordle every day. They're addicted to that one. This is what games do.
There's an addictive behavior for that. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
That's what's trending.
All right. Thank you.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Channel 104.5.
I don't know about you, but I feel spring coming.
It is.
It is definitely not. Like a couple days ago, you would feel that sting in the air when the wind blew. That sting is a little bit gone right now.
Okay, so I just see a lady on Richmond right now, no helmet, but she's riding her bike. Probably hasn't been out all winter. It's got a little basket on it, so that's a sign of spring. I just saw a woman dressed very beautifully.
Right.
With her high heels on.
Right.
No toque on, walking here on Duncan.
Okay.
So those are signs of spring. And it's really trying to be spring in Toronto, believe you me. It's really...
Yeah. I mean, those folks still are taking a chance, in my opinion.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, there's ice on the ground, heels. Please put a hat or a toque on. Still a little bit of wind. Yeah. But wishful thinking. And looking up at the temp, looks like we're going to hit somewhere around 9 today in the afternoon.
Well, yesterday leaving work, a guy rode by me on his bicycle in shorts and a sleeveless vest.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Really? Canada. That's so Canadian.
That guy's always out.
We're like, you win. You're the coolest guy out here.
Right.
You win.
Hey, and also some showers throughout the next couple of days to wash away some of the crud that's like lining the city and the GTA right now. That's right. These are all good signs of good, better weather coming.
That's right.
Okay.
And friends in Vancouver are going, hey, the flowers are coming up, so it'll eventually move across the country.
Beautiful. Right. Let's get it. Sunshine and all that. Let's get you also another shot at Stack the Cash. 11 o'clock, Richie Favolaro may call your name. Just make sure you're here. He's coming up next. And 11 o'clock, $500 could be in your pocket.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.